And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's 50 degrees with overcast skies. And in the studio with me is General Manager Ken Fate of Raven Radio. How are you doing this morning, Ken?
Good morning. Wonderful to be here, Emily.
Great. And sitting next to him is Dave Knutzel. He is the Sitka Program Director for Southeast Alaska Independent Living, also known as SAIL. How are you, Dave?
Great.
Great. So we are approaching the 12th annual Only Fools Run at Midnight event, race, spectacular. What is a bit of the history of this event? How did it all begin in Sitka?
Okay. So SAIL has agencies throughout Southeast, and we've been running this race in Sitka for the last 11 years. And this race also runs in Juneau and Ketchikan. And so we've been putting it on, and every year we have a costume contest. It builds up into a 5K 1 mile walk, or 5K run 1 mile walk. And it is not necessarily for the fastest runners, it's usually for the craziest runners. So,
what do you mean by craziest runners?
So the goal is to come and have fun. It's not about your times, it's about how much fun you can have with the friends coming out for a run that happens to be in the middle of the night.
I think you used the word extravaganza. This race is more about flash than about speed. It's a time to celebrate the longest day of the year. It's a time to appreciate, be up and be doing something when the sun will be up there with you. And so it's a good time to bring out some friends. Dave mentioned prizes. There are prizes for the fastest runners. And so that speed will be rewarded.
Do you know what the prizes are?
We've got prizes that will be gift certificates from Russell's. We've got some Raven Radio gear, and so those are some of the prizes that you'll be vying for. There are prizes for costumes, craziest, largest, smallest. We'll dial into what those categories are. There's six or seven. Different categories. Any off the top of your head, Dave, that you can recall from last year?
They tend to be just based on whoever shows up. We take the massive people who show up and see what kind of costumes have come and then judge them that way.
All right.
Yeah. So
do you have to go with a solstice theme?
No.
You
can go with...
Do you have to be the sun incarnate? Can you be...
It's always appreciated. Themes are always appreciated, but you can...
They help clarify.
You can put a feather boa, a joker's hat, or you can dress up however you like. Wigs are encouraged, and centipedes can really let the imagination fly.
Is that a multi-person... Is that what I'm picturing?
Multi-person. Five, Dave?
Up to five for the costume contest. But even two people, if you get your friends together and come with the same theme, that looks really cool.
All right, so you can be attached to be a centipede.
Yes.
You need to be thematically attached, or are you just somehow joined? So let's imagine for a minute. You can be joined with a theme. Salmonberry bushes are certainly growing up now. If you and four friends came as salmonberries, you wouldn't need to be tied together, but you'd certainly be recognized as a thatch of salmonberry. And, you know, be warned, people might try to remove you from the main garden section, but there you would be.
And put you in a jam.
Yes. Yeah. And I like that, Emily. Thread or yarn could attach somebody if you were wanting to be physically connected. Very safe and sane, but creative.
Okay.
Event. And it starts at the fire hall.
Okay.
And the course?
So the 5K starts at the fire hall, goes across the bridge, and then turns around at the airport. And then the 1 mile starts at the fire hall, goes around St. Michael's, heads down Lincoln Street, down to the tennis courts, and then back to the fire hall. There'll be people all along the course to help guide you and support you and cheer you on.
And okay. The event will be on Saturday the 20th. Of June, so that's coming up here in a couple of weeks, and so you've got time to get together your costume ideas and your teammates, and the race will begin at 11:59. Registration is available online right now, and we'll talk about that in a second, or you can register the night of at the event at the Fire Hall at 10:30. You can start with registration, and then the costume parade will be at about 11 o'clock. Okay. I think somebody mentioned that that time is slightly Stardust Ball-esque. And so if you want to get in and get an early registration, you get a T-shirt. We've got T-shirts.
And this is all at the Fire Hall?
All at the Fire
Hall. That's where the Salmon Berry Bushes, et cetera,
should gather. Yes.
So for 11 years, the past year, Sale has been at the helm bringing this run out every year. Why are Sale and Raven Radio co-sponsoring the run this year?
So in the past, it's taken a lot of effort in our office and in our organization to put it on. And our office is very small, so trying to get the number of volunteers together to put this on and all the coordination that takes to organize the locations and just put it all together is a lot of work on our part. And so it takes a lot of time away from our mission. And so we decided to give it to someone else who loves doing similar events, getting the community together, and has an enormous amount of volunteers to draw from.
And a larger staff. And so region-wide, the stations, the Coast Alaska stations in Sitka and Ketchikan and Juneau have all taken over this event in the various communities. So Raven Radio is sponsoring here, and then KRBD in Ketchikan and KTOO stations in Juneau. And so our race here is, they're doing their race this weekend, and then we're doing ours on the 20th of June. And next year, we'll have it all on our own, and the transition will be done. But this year, it's kind of fun to work with Dave and get to learn the ropes a little bit.
Okay. So Raven Radio will be adopting, and I think a lot of people know Raven Radio as a radio station, first and foremost, but we throw some pretty good parties. There's the Stardust Ball, there's the Midnight, the Fool's Run, and coming up soon is the Solstice Cruise. Ken, can you tell us a little bit about, now that event is independent of Sale, what is the history of that event and how will it work this year?
Well, all these events are bring the community together, which is what I think the essence of what Raven Radio does, is bring community together through stories. And what we do with the Solstice Cruise, which will be on Friday the 19th of June.
Okay, and so the day before the race.
It's the day before the race, and okay. So you can celebrate Solstice a couple different ways, floating first and then running. And we're going to have food on board from the Bayview Pub. We're going to have music from Kari and Jason and Littlefield and Fabian. And that's going to be kind of a funk rock situation with a lot of tendrils reaching other places. So food and fun, the tickets are $50 and they're available at Old Harbor Books. And if you've gone on, we do the Solstice Cruise for the last, 10 years. Thank you very much to Alan Marine for providing the catamaran. And we're going to follow the sun. So wherever we will get together that evening, it's 6 or 7, look at kcaw.org for details. And you'll be able to follow. We'll just get in the boat and go where the sun's shining. And then we cut the engines, start the music, float around, eat some food. There's a no-host bar, and the cruise is 2 or 3 hours, and then we make it back in time to go to bed early and get ready for Only Fools Run at Midnight event the next night. You can get more information about both of those events at kcaw.org. You can register for Only Fools Run at Midnight at kcaw.org or at sailinc.org, sailinc.org. So either place, and early registrants, the first 100 folks to register for Only Fools get a free T-shirt and with the unique this year's design.
I'm a big fan of free T-shirts. I have one last question for you to longtime Alaskans, much more longtime than me. What do you look forward to doing when summer rolls around and these daylight hours extend past 10 p.m.? What does that time of year mean for you? And what are some of the things you're doing up late at night that you don't normally get to do in the winter?
Well, I like to go for like long kayaking trips where I'm out on the water well past where I should be home by usually in the winter. Mm. So it's nice to have the longer days.
You get a longer curfew in the summer. For sure.
Yeah.
You do get a longer curfew. And when kayaking, then the beach time. It's so nice to make a fire and sit on a beach and watch the sky begin to darken and maybe get rosy, maybe even some lavender, but always stay just a little bit there. And then at some point, if you're up late enough, it begins to brighten up again. And you realize that the whole night has gone by and never was really that much of a night.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here today to talk to me. This is Ken Fate, the general manager of Raven Radio, and Dave Knutzel, the SICA program director for Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Keep chasing that sunshine. Enjoy it. And thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks.